Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, COVID-19 may have sped up the move towards Industry 4.0. The question is now, though, what do workers need to do to keep up and transform themselves into Worker 4.0? We're joined today by Kwek Kok Kwong, who's CEO of the NTUC Learning Hub, about bridging the data skills gap post-COVID-19 and beyond. Kok Kwong, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me to this interview.
So you folks at the NTUC Learning Hub recently launched a data skills report, which revealed a lot of telling information about the state of our data competency. What triggered the Hub to embark on research such as this?
Well, we all know the importance of data in general, but what I really wanted to do was to hear the specifics from the ground, basically the employers as well as the employees, with regard to the demand for data skills in Singapore companies and the hiring trends. And I really wanted the report to be an action-oriented report where, after reading, the employers as well as the employees would take some action. And we hope that more business leaders will see the importance of data and learn how to plug the data gaps. And for workers, we really hope that after reading the report, they will get some kind of motivation to take some actions to upgrade themselves. And in terms of timing, I just want to say that I think this is probably one of the best timing because in the middle of the COVID pandemic, I think a lot of business leaders really need data to help them make sharper decisions. In fact, about 80% of the business leaders in the survey agree with the use of data and business intelligence tools. And they think that actually using these tools, they can increase the chances of their company surviving through the economic downturn. So we are really happy to launch this report at this point, and hopefully you'll benefit both employers and employees at the same time.
Oh, Kwok Kwong, you are messing with our minds. You're collecting data about data. So talk right to us about some of the trends that you saw with regard to how reliant businesses are on data.
How reliant on data? I would say maybe in our survey, actually, almost all the employers we surveyed, 90% over across all sectors, indicated that their companies are using data more often than before.
What kind of data, though?
All kinds. Could be consumer data, could be data about their own operations, could be data in the HR, et cetera, because I think in digital transaction, one of the beauty of it is that actually when we buy things or when we don't buy things, when we buy it, when we don't buy it, actually they are all, you know, bits and bytes of information that we can use to understand our clients and our companies, customers a lot better. Yeah. So that's one, which is that one trend that many organizations, we see in the surveys that they are relying on data to make better decisions. Mm. And the second key trend that we see really is that data centricity leads to actually business, a better business outcome. And why do I say that? It's an old saying that says what you measure gets done. Mm. I like to tweak that saying a little bit more, and what you measure and analyze gets done even better than the day before.
Yeah, because
and the reason why I say that is because from data, we can actually draw insights that drive improvement and innovation. And about 69% of employees did say that, you know, translating data into insights helped them think about better business solutions and move the business forward.
Here's the thing, though, Kok Kwong, the data's there. There's a ton of it. In fact, there's a new saying, I think, it's data, data everywhere. What do I do with it? You also need to analyze it in the correct way. And you need to be analyzing the correct data or the most suitable and most appropriate data for your business. So also your survey found that a whopping 9 in 10 employees think that closing this data skills gap is going to help them do better. What are the gaps that they're seeing?
Well, I think, first of all, a lot of workers are, in a way, intimidated by the word data, because yeah, data gives that scary feeling that it's something only the data scientists
and
numbers and all that. But you are exactly right. It's not just about crunching data for the sake of crunching the data. It's asking the right questions. So actually, all of us in businesses and in working in an office, we have to ask the correct questions. Only when we ask the correct questions, data will help us. If we don't ask the correct questions, data is not going to help us. So I think what we really need to do is to fine-tune the way we think about businesses. What is it relevant for us? Then we're going to look for data that can support our arguments and support our business models.
Maybe help us out with some examples of how data can be applied to daily work, because we talked about how some people think, oh, they have this misconception that it's a daunting thing to be venturing into becoming a data specialist or scientist or expert for that matter.
Yeah, so this way, I you know, we don't expect everyone to be a data scientist, but we do expect in this new decade that everyone has to be data literate, because the basis of a lot of businesses, especially in the e-commerce world, in a world where we are so digitally connected, I think data literacy is going to be a basic necessity for this decade. Now, the question is, where do we start from? I think that's where I would say that ask yourself the question, why is it that data is going to be useful for my career advancement and my progression? How do I use data to do my job better in office? And once you can understand the intention behind wanting to learn data, then you feel more motivated to do so. And also it helps you think about what exactly you want to learn as far as data is concerned. There's a lot of low-hanging fruits. In the past, I think when you talk about data, we don't have so many different types of applications where we can leverage on. So we have to do the number crunching ourselves. But these days, there's a lot of very good tools out there that will do the heavy lifting for you as far as the data crunching is concerned. So we can use those tools. They can do the data crunching for us, and we can visualize the tool and communicate better. So you see, for example, in many of the AGM reports in the past, it used to be very thick documents with lots of figures. Mm. But these days, they have sort of crunched it down into infographics, and those are good data visualization tools that we can learn. And I think that applies for whether you're working in the HR, whether you're working in the finance department, sales, marketing. You can use these data visualization tools to help you communicate better using data without doing the heavy lifting.
We're speaking with Kwek Kok Kwong, who's CEO of NTUC Learning Hub. So how do you use data every day?
Well, that's the reason why we decided to do this survey where we reach out to our employers and employees. And through data, we understand what do employers look out for. In fact, 2 months back, we also did another survey. What are the top skills that employers are looking for? Again, data crunching, so that we can understand our customers a lot better and we can serve them well. And to this point, I just want to emphasize the point that actually data helps us serve our customers better. And in digital transaction, in the e-commerce world, we do have a lot more data than before. And if we are willing to crunch this data, we will understand our customers better. If we don't and our competitors do it, we're likely going to lose our customers to our competitors. So it's about market competitiveness. It's about understanding our customers a lot better and providing better services to them. So I think that principle applies to almost every single business out there. Yeah.
Regardless of industry, right?
Regardless of industry, because I think, especially in a smart nation like ours, I think we leverage so much on digital transaction, especially in the last 3 months. A lot of what we do are all digital transactions.
Yeah.
And if we buy, we actually leave one point of data. If we don't buy, we also leave one point of data. And those are very good inputs for us to analyze our customers a lot better.
Should maybe employers do a bit of homework before, say, sending their employees to upgrade their data literacy? What kind of sort of data courses should they be sending their employees to? Or is it, again, regardless of industry, doesn't matter?
I would say depends on the profile of the workers. I think for general office workers, I would say one low-hanging fruit is data visualization.
Right.
I.e., how do you use data to tell a story? And the data visualization tool allows you to pivot, represent in a very nice infographic so that more people can understand what you're talking about. And it's also less daunting because, like I said earlier on, the heavy lifting of data crunching is actually done by the application, less by you. So therefore, it's easy to learn. So I think that's a good point to start for the general office worker. For people who are really good at numbers, I think they can go further. They can go into models and stuff like that. But I would say for the general worker, I think go for data visualization, go for simple tools like Qlik, Power BI, Tableau. There are lots of very good tools out there that we are working with. Again, in Singapore, we are quite blessed in the sense that a lot of our courses are well subsidized by the government, and all of us got the SkillsFuture credit, so which means that we don't really have to pay a lot to learn important skills like this. Yeah.
Kwek Kok Kwong, CEO of NTUC Learning Hub, joining us today. Kok Kwong, thank you for your time. Take care, sir.
Thank you very much. Stay safe.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.